Hey, welcome to our new members in the group. Glad you could join us. Trying to put as much content out for everybody as possible. We bring guests on and try to make sure we're all learning something here. StreetCopTraining.com. But I'm going to take it to talk about going over. Some guy wrote to me in the group about, his question was, how do you talk to people? Where do you position yourself? I'm going to give you my version of how I position myself when I speak to somebody on the side of the road. And I go over some factors that I want to try to explain to everybody and why it's being done tactically the way I'm doing it. And we have video on it. My videographer here, she's working on stuff. But I didn't want to go too deep into it with her trying to find the video from class. Put a mental note in my mind that we are going to mark for the next class. And I'm really explaining it to 100 people next couple weeks. So you guys can get a better understanding of what it is. So when you pull a car over, basically, this is kind of how it's going to go. Whatever way you're going to do interdiction, you're going to stay stationary, watch cars, drive up and down the highway, drive through neighborhoods, do parking lot interdiction, whatever it may be. You got to remember you're working with people's psychology, right? So you're going to try to figure out, the name of the game is trying to figure out who is on the road that is engaged in criminal activity. And that takes a little practice, but if you start opening your eyes and staying not focused on a computer screen and not, the computer's there, it's a good tool, but it's first you find the car that you, that interests you, then you take it to the computer. And if you have a motor vehicle violation, you can run a full lookup on the car. Or if you want to random run it until you find your motor, until you find your motor vehicle violation to authorize you for that full lookup. But you're going to want to focus on that car, and they're going to violate motor vehicle law. And then you're going to stop the car at this. Let's see, got these stickers. Thanks. Yeah, you got it, man. When you see these second cars, I'm sorry, when you stop the car, now you have like a second phase, like a phase two, I like to call it. Sometimes you think you have a good car, you'll stop a car and you'll realize it wasn't as good as you think it was. But make sure you're covering all angles when you're doing your approach in the car and really begin to, you know, go into your dialogue with whatever you're going to say to the driver. Always a passenger side approach. I can't emphasize that enough. This is kind of the tactic of it. Always a passenger side approach. There's a lot of reasons why. We'll go into a lot of that stuff. And people, of course, are texting me as I'm doing this video. So at that point, if you have deemed that this car is a good car to have, and again, this just depends on your level. Like if you're like the greatest interdiction guy ever, maybe one out of every two cars you stop is going to be result in a good high-level grab. There are guys who tell me they go out for 2-3 days at a time and don't even find a car they like to stop. If you're a newer, medium, low level, I'm not going to tell. My advice is to not do that. My advice is to get out there and do a lot of stops to try to understand what a good car is and what a good car isn't. But if you're a phase two and you like the car that you stopped and it's having all those things that you thought it was having before, at that point, for me anyway, I know that a lot of people do things differently, but I haven't yet to meet an interdiction officer who let people remain in the car while they spoke to them, unless you obviously had immediate, like, you know, PC. But for an interview where you're building reasonable suspicion, you're going to have people step out of a car. If you're not comfortable with saying to somebody, hey, man, would you step out and talk to me on the side of the road over here? This profession or this part of this profession probably isn't for you. Just the truth. So you just got to get comfortable with asking simple questions. Hey, man, am I stepping out of the car? Come over here at the back of the car with me. Now, when I have people step out of the car, I want you to visualize this. My car's behind their car, always off the highway. If I had a parking lot that's close by, you go into the parking lot. Do not spend your time on busy highways where it's dangerous. Get off into the parking lot, and you have to visualize this, and I'll have videos to support this as we're working on more stuff to give to you guys. I'll have that person face me while I face their car. I want their back turned to the car for a number of reasons. One, I can see the passengers in the car if they're acting weird or strange, right? If I had a secondary car with me, I need a safety officer off to the right over here. That's how where they always stood. And they're keeping an eye on things behind me, in front of me. Maybe a second set of eyes for things I couldn't see. Here's a quick tip. The second guy who shows up to a scene, you don't need two investigators on a motor vehicle stop. One investigator, one safety officer. Two guys on a scene, one investigator, one safety officer. Obviously, unless something major unfolds and you have to scream for help or you notice something wild and you have to break your silence as a safety officer, you don't need two investigators on a motor vehicle stop. Learn how to be a one-man investigator. Anyway, so now you have the person outside the car. The back is to their car. You're facing their car. Your patrol car is behind you. Turn the lights off. I don't like to blind people and have the lights clicking in their face. You can turn your switch usually on most patrol cars from 2 down to 1, and it'll keep the rear strobes going enough for traffic to see you or for your position to be known. And you're going to pose those questions. That I'll go into more of those questions, but those questions, what we're looking to do is evoke a response, right? So we establish a baseline. We want to just try to get people real calm with who we are. There's a dialogue going on. You want to really almost, it depends what you want to do. You can play dumb a little bit. You just play friendly, but you want to always be polite, calm, courteous, you know, with courtesy. They're going to work with you better. But when you start hitting them with those hard questions, like, hey, is there anything illegal in your car? What we're looking for is that look back, that subconscious telegraph back to the car saying, hey, man, there is something. It's going to look something like this. No. Most people who have taken my class and have had success with it will go out, make their first stop, pose that one question, and we'll know at that point that they have come across a criminal motor vehicle with some kind of illegal activity in it. Now, a lot of people will say to me, like, well, my bosses say I need to find out, I need to know what's in the car before we search the car. How on God's green earth would you ever know or be able to determine what the fuck is in the car? All you know is that something's wrong. You're looking back at the car. All you know is something's wrong. How would you ever know? How would you possibly ever know that? So when I hear these questions being posed to people from coworkers and administrators, where did common sense go? How on God's green earth would you know what's in the car? You know, come on. You just, I mean, there's the times I'm like, I don't know what's in the car. Like, I had somebody go Eagles. Stupid, like, Barkus. You know, like, how would you determine? All I know is something's wrong. All I know is something's wrong in the car. And I mean, at the times where I even know, like, I'm so thrown off, like, oh, damn, something's wrong. I posed the question. It happened. All these things are happening. But this guy looks like straight laced. You know, the dog comes out. Dog indicates we're pulling drugs out of the car. Well, shit, we knew something was wrong. Or we're pulling. Sometimes I've opened trunks of cars on a consent search, and I'm like, man, there's gonna be a shitload of drugs in that trunk. And I pop it open, and there's stolen items in the trunk. Or there's fraudulent documents. They're all going to act the same way. It's the same. Humans have been developed over millions of years, for however long the human race has been around. And, you know, we're conditioned to behave and respond in certain ways. And there's different kinds of mentalities there. There's moral, amoral, and immoral people. You know, you just got to understand the psychology of human beings. And if you get your game tight enough, you can't be defeated. My advice to you is, if you're really having a hard time finding those criminal vehicles, you just got to have patience and really begin to look around, look into cars, look at cars, see what they're doing when they spot you as a law enforcement officer. You're missing things because you're rushing and you're impatient and you're not paying attention and you're focusing on the things that you think you should be doing as a cop, like putting a radar unit on and putting your ass to the street, not being able to see what's passing you or what happened when they spotted your car and the car dipped in a 45, they were doing 46 and they dipped down to 27 miles an hour. You know, they weren't speeding. Why are they dropping down? Why are they changing lanes? Why are they exiting off the highway as soon as they saw you? It's not typical for somebody to be just exiting off the highway like that when they spot a law enforcement officer. So this is just, I try to come up with something today, and really you guys give me the info to do the videos, right? So the guy wrote me a question. This is fuel for me to try to explain it to everybody so you can all understand. I want to provide value to everybody across the country. There's a lot of people in this group now. You know, we got almost 12,000 members in the group. Really happy about that. I'm glad I get to come on here and give you guys value. You can take this stuff and you can employ it, even if you're watching this right now. You literally can. Just start looking around. Open your eyes. Stay off the computer. Stay off your cell phone. If you're going to go to work, you got to turn the phone off. I know. If you're trying to tag that chick, like, tell her you'll get back to her in 2 hours. I used to tell my now wife, who was my girlfriend, I'm like, look, it's 8 o'clock. I'm hunting hard. It's prime time for me right now, my shift. We'll see you. I'll call you back around like 11:30, 12 for 5 minutes, and then I'll get back into work. You have to stay focused. You have to keep your eyes peeled. You have to keep looking around. You have to look at houses, businesses, cars. I mean, just anybody and everything. Some of the best interdiction guys can pick people out just walking in crowds. Literally. There's just a methodology to understanding human psychology and know what you're looking for. You just got to start paying attention. It'll happen. If you're really trying to get it to happen for you, it'll happen. You can be the police officer you want to be. I'm trying to give you the tools and the incentive to be that cop that you're trying to be. Other outlets and channels, man, you have the internet. like, join the other groups. Join Triple I Solutions with Sean Pardesi. I'll put a link up in this on this video to join. Join TJ Collins' class, Trap Find, his group. There's people out here now giving you guys ideas, and just we're giving you everything we got to make sure you go out and be the cop you want to be. That's what you want. You want to be the cop you want to be. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants to be that cop. So, again, that's the positioning that I always took. I know that some people, when I taught in South Dakota, like, oh, man, how can we position people outside of a car? It's minus 20 degrees here. I'm like, you're the only fools that decide to live in freaking South Dakota, Jack Gamber. But, yeah, I get it. So there's also different styles. You can have people come back and sit in the car. That's a very common thing in the South and even in the West and Midwest and all over the country. It's not common here in New Jersey or the tri-state area. But don't knock the tactic. It's a very effective tactic. It's a very effective tool to use. But you always want people, you know, in a safety zone, never in between the cars, off to the right side of the road. Always. Always, always, always. Because there's a lot of questions we're going to ask, and we're going to want to evoke those responses. That's how we know. That's just how we know. Okay. I don't know what else to give you. Training, 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 and more training is the key to getting better. Preach on, brother. Mike, it's the truth, man. I just didn't wake up and was a cop and like was an effective police officer one day. I didn't wake up and decide to do that. My voice had to be heard. I had somebody from a knucklehead department tell me, his supervisor asked me, goes, well, what's this dude? Who does he think he is? What gives him the authority to say the things that he has? And the answer to that is, I have a extensive resume of a lot of effective arrests. And on top of that, the way I functioned as a patrol officer, responsive, proactive, reactive, it speaks for itself. And obviously, no matter what you do, you're going to have critics. But there's a reason why 125 people show up about every 5 weeks to hear me talk. I provide value to you with my experiences. This is kind of what I was chosen to do in my mind, I guess, to try to help you guys become better cops. And that's all I care about. It's just deploying humility. I don't think I'm hot shit. I just know some stuff. And I know your field trainers fell short. A lot of you. I know that your coworkers are falling short. I remember I asked a coworker one time, and the guy's, he's high up now. I said, hey man, I'm trying to do police work here. Like, what's a good tactic? I thought these were the guys that were doing stuff in my police department. I was like, man, these guys are the guys. Let me ask them. And he goes, here's what you do, bro. Here's what you ready? Ready for it? What we used to do is we go to gas stations. No, liquor stores. We go to liquor stores. And we run plates as they come in. Eventually, you're going to hit a warrant. You're going to run plates randomly. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. It's like 2000, 2001. I'm like, oh, all right. 2004, 2005. Okay. And here I'm at a liquor store running plates. We had another supervisor said, go down to, we have East Jersey State Prison, our town. This supervisor advised us to go down to East Jersey State Prison. And as people came to visit prisoners, run their license plates as they go into the visitor's parking lot. That's an effective way of interdiction. It didn't take long to figure out that those were not very effective ways for interdiction. When we got a little incentive on how to do it, a few of us, probably 8 to 10 guys at the Woodbridge Police Department, were actually going out and doing real, real proactive. Listen, a lot of talent there. Nobody's knocking it. Just that there was 8 to 10 guys who went out and hit it hard and were coming up with real good drug arrests and warrant arrests and, you know, any kind of criminal violations. We kind of had to find it on our own. You don't have to. You get the cheat sheet. You got people like Brad Gilmore. We got all these people in this group. We have there's 11,800 people in this group that you can reference. You can pose a question in this group. I implore you to. Like, we're here to help one another. I'm going to continue to try to provide value as much as I can. If you are somebody who you think is who is antagonistic towards this group, like, it doesn't matter to me. I don't play to the people that don't like this stuff. But there's probably 11,740 guys in this group and girls who this is really having an effect on, to help you guys go out and do your job correctly and be the cop you always wanted to be. That's it. You got to learn from somebody, right? So that being said, have a great night, everybody. If you want a question answered, send me a message and we'll do a video on it. Bye-bye.